This is the Joey English Thursday Get Fit and Makeover Treasure Chest, presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. Joey pals, how's your youth hormone? It's called HGH, but it declines with age. We lose muscle tone, we get tired easier, and we have more wrinkles. The good news is that there's a natural approach to enhance your HGH. I've used it for years to stay youthful and energetic. I want you to try it too. Go to vitalfactors.com. If they ask you for a code, use my name, Joey. You get a 20% discount. Go to vitalfactors.com or you can call 800-637-8227. That's MDR tabs.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
Okay. And you've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery, 555 South Sunrise Way, Palm Springs. They have four different locations, and you can use it at any of them. But I go to the one here on Sunrise. They have the best tuna salad. They have low-carb bread. Everything's wonderful. I'm getting hungry. AspenMillsPS.com, 323-3123. Nigel, soundbite from Marty. You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. I went over there the other day and had drinks with John from Peaks. We just love it. It's not a hamburger. Their burgers are made from brisket, rib, and chuck meat. They're delicious. And they have all kinds of other wonderful offerings, including the fries that are made out of sweet potatoes. 166 North Palm Canyon Drive. The phone number is 656-7563. And new to the Get Fit Makeover, this is worth $250 from Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs, 1091 North Palm Canyon Drive. Dan with two N's, Dan Foley. His phone number is 322-2268. And you get a free 1 hour face-to-face interior design consultation with Dan with two N's. And you'll love it. It'll change your life. All of those things go to one person. And let's see, Billy Van Zant has twins. Two boys, and I have three kids, so that'll be the fifth caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number five, we'll see you here in April when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. And thank you for making this show what you have for 26 years now. All right, Joey pals, back to the wonderful conversation we're having with Billy Van Zant. We talked about his perfect childhood. We talked about his perfect career. But now, get your day timers ready, because there's something coming to the Palm Springs Cultural Center that has his name on it. And we're going to talk about, listen to this title, Joey pals, the Boomer Boys musical, Help is on the Way. Tell us, Billy.
This is I'll call it hilarious because it is. It's a hilarious musical review that explores all the changes men of a certain age are going through. Yes. And this came about because our composer, Waylon Picard, he came to Jane and me and he pitched the idea of the show, the changes that men go through when you reach a certain age. And while I was sitting there thinking, oh, this sounds pretty funny, Jane had already said, yes, we'd do it. And I said, why did you say yes so fast? She said, I'd rather write about it than hear you complaining about it every day. So we did the lyrics, Waylon did the music, and we came up with some pretty funny songs. It's done Rat Pack style. It's four friends at four microphones, joking and singing and dancing about all the stuff that life is throwing at us. And we did it off Broadway at the Triad Theater in New York, and then we toured it for about a year and a half before the pandemic hit. Okay. So this is the first time we're really coming back after the pandemic. So, but the fun thing with this show is, you know, women come to laugh at their husbands, pretty much. And the men identify with it. And the young people come and laugh at their parents. And then they realize halfway through the show that this is their future. And they are horrified by the whole thing. So
tell our Joey pals. So it's called the Boomer Boys Musical. Help is on the way. And don't worry, Joey pals. I'm going to tell you the dates and you know how to get tickets. Hang on. Besides, this will all be up on joeyenglish.com. But the tagline instead of the Rat Pack is...
The producer put that there. The Fat Pack.
I love it.
Yeah. It's funny if it's not you.
I'm in radio, honey. No, no one can see.
Yeah, we do songs like My Prostate is the Size of a Buick.
Oh.
I just took a pill called Viagra.
Oh,
we do a rap song about a colonoscopy, a thing called Brain Fart, which, you know, you walk into a room, you don't remember why you walked into the room. You're looking for your car keys, they're in your hand, that kind of stuff. And one of my favorite songs in the show is actually a ballad. It was the first song Jane and I wrote for the show. It's called What the Mirror Doesn't Show. And it's...
What a great title.
It's based on the truth of, you know, you look in the mirror and you don't recognize the person you're looking that's looking back at you because you still feel 35 years old, you know. And it's a great song. I don't sing it. That's why I can say that. and it's fun. It's fun watching the audiences really identify with the show. You see different pockets of the audience laughing at different things. So you hear a laugh over there and you go, oh, that guy must have an enlarged prostate. Okay.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
Oh, the laughing over there. Oh, you just had a colonoscopy. Okay. But of course, it's fun.
Now we're all laughing through our masks.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But the, at least we're laughing.
Yes.
That's the other important thing of why I wanted to get back out on the road with this is everybody, we all need a laugh right now.
Yes.
So this is our way of sort of giving back, and you have to be vaccinated to get into the theater, I believe.
Yes.
And
Cindy Williams just did her one-person show at the Annenberg Theater.
Oh, I love her. I directed her in the Odd Couple.
We're dear friends. She lives not too far from me here.
Oh, great.
What difference does that make? Who cares? But anyway, she made these funny, funny jokes. Funny lady, of course, as you know.
Yeah.
About how are people going to laugh in a comedy with a mask on, you know.
That's right, that's right.
On and on and on and on. So I offered to go every performance and move around and laugh in different voices and all
that. Perfect.
But have you noticed any, of course, this is the first time you've performed the play with masks in the audience?
It is. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. But we're not performing with masks on our faces.
Of course not.
So at least they'll be able to hear us. The Camelot Theater there everybody bent down
yes.
Palm Springs knows it. It's a beautiful 500 seat theater where
yes.
they normally show movies.
You
I know
can
Kate...
thank Rick and Rosine Supple for many things in Palm Springs, including KPSI Radio, legendary KWXY Radio, the Camelot Theaters, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, the Richards Auditorium. Her father owned the Detroit Lions, Make Me Happy, and he started Monday Night Football.
Oh, wow.
See,
wow.
Aren't we blessed in the Coachella Valley and Palm
I'll
Springs?
I'll say.
Do
I
you
love
ever
it
have
that
a
way.
Home out here?
No, I keep talking about it,
oh.
but we haven't done it yet. I like staying at hotels too much. I like not having to worry about anything. You know, just
okay.
get up and move.
Room service.
Room service, great.
But
golf
let's go back
golf course
to...
out the back, great.
Yes, the Boomer Boys musical Help is on the way. Okay, Joy Pals, I hear you yelling at me at home. Now, it will be at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. You know where that is, on Baristo. February, check that this is right, Billy.
Mm-hmm.
February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Is that correct?
That's correct. Five shows. We do a matinee on Saturday and Sunday, and evening show Saturday and Sunday as well.
Okay. Joey Pals, you get tickets by going to psculturalcenter.org. Okay. Now talk to me about Is there a sequel to the Boomer Boys? Do they grow up? Do they get senile?
Not yet, but you've given me an idea for another show. The fun part for me with, well, a lot of fun parts with this show, but the three guys I share the stage with are friends that I have worked with for 30, 40 years. One of which, Tom Frascatore, he and I were in kindergarten together.
Get out of here.
And I'm still friends with, somebody remarked the other day how weird it was, but I'm still friends with probably about half my kindergarten class from back in New Jersey. We all keep in, that was before the internet, we all just keep in touch. But anyway.
See, you were born in 1957. I was born in 45. I've lost a lot of mine.
Yes.
I want you to spend, we've got a few minutes left. Will you spend a little time on Jane Millmore? Now, she helped with the Boomer Boys musical, or was she gone?
Yes.
It's
the last show we've written together.
Oh. Tell everybody.
Jane and I were together for 46 years. We were really soulmates. Mm-hmm. We met during high school. We started out as boyfriend, girlfriend. We split. This was very bizarre. We split up right as we started becoming successful in television.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But we never stopped one day of work. It was a very awkward couple of years in there, I have to say. Mm-hmm. So we went out, we broke up, we were sort of enemies. We got back together as friends. Then we got back together as best friends, all without missing one single day of work in 46 years.
That should be a story. That should be a play.
Yes, we've tried it a couple of times. We've tried it a couple of times.
I do, I don't, I do, I don't.
Wait, oh, that's good.
Let me
that's
name
good.
It for you.
That's good. And we married other people.
Yes.
And then, how long has it been now? 2.5 years ago, right after we wrote this show, she, out of the blue, she came over to my house one day and we're sitting there working and said, you look yellow. What's wrong with you? Oh. And she said, nothing. I feel fine. I just had my blood test last week. I'm perfectly healthy. I said, you better go check this out.
Oh,
and it turned out she had pancreatic cancer.
Oh, dear.
No symptoms whatsoever. And she, God love her, she fought this thing for almost 2 years. And she tried this and she tried that and this chemo and that chemo. And there was, I never thought she was going to go. I kept thinking it was a misdiagnosis. This is the healthiest person I've ever met in my life. She takes good care of herself. No history of this. And she was okay until basically her body gave out from all the chemo, I believe.
Yes,
and,
I know about that. Yeah. Yes.
And she died February 4th, 2020. And 2020? Yeah. And until 2 weeks before she died, I thought, you know, this is will pass, you know. And we just held her memorial this past summer because we couldn't do it before then. She died and then the whole world went into shutdown. And I will say it was one of the best produced shows I ever did in my life was her funeral.
Memorial. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I've written mine. It's 3 days now.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, a friend of mine back there said, you know, he was upset because we did in a big theater that we did a lot of our plays in. And he said, this is the last time we're all going to be together. I said, wait a minute. Nobody's coming to mine?
Oh, that's, you know? See. And look at the body of work that she left.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And the book, she actually was around for my book. It's called Get in the Car, Jane. And
what's it called? I want to write that down.
Get in the Car, Jane. Which is what I said to her one time we quit a television show. We quit two TV shows.
Get in the car, Jane.
Yeah. My motto basically for our entire career has been, life is too short. If we're not going to have fun, we're not going to do it.
Yes.
And the book is it's a memoir of all the TV shows we did together. Or not all of them, but a lot of them. So each chapter is a different TV show.
Oh.
And I had kept journals. I don't know why, because I never kept journals before. I never kept journals after. But during writing for television, I would keep journals on all the shows. So I went back and discovered all that, put it all together.
Oh.
It opens with my working with Lucille Ball, and then it talks about
Where
Don
can we
Rickles.
get
And
the book in the time we've got? We're about to run out of time.
Okay, Amazon, where I was lucky enough to be number one for about a minute and a half, and Barnes and Noble, any of those places. And it's really fun. And Jane was alive to read it. She was alive, arrived to edit it. And she picked the pictures that went in the
and
book.
Possibly sue you. No.
That's right.
Oh, and it has pictures. I love it when it has pictures.
Yeah.
Ruta Lee wrote a book called Consider Your Ass Kissed. And Shirley Feeney wrote a book called Me, Myself, and Shirley.
And I have them both.
Yes, don't we?
I have
we?
Them both.
And, of course, they live here. And Billy Van Zandt wrote a book for us, Joey Pals, called Get in the Car, Jane. Okay, are you going to be at one of these performances at the Cultural Center?
All of them. I'm in it.
Okay. Oh, that's right. How quickly they forget.
At least I hope I'm still in it. Unless you've heard something I don't know about.
What a joy. What a bit of a giggle. Thank you so much.
This is so much fun.
Thank you, thank you. And we'll be together soon, our very special guest, Joey Pals. We've been enjoying Billy Van Zandt. Bye-bye. Okay, you can cut that, Nigel. Cut right here. Thanks. Thank you, Billy.
This was great. Hope you come see us.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Great.
And I'll email you the link so you can put the whole interview up on your social media, whatever the hell you want to do with it.
Definitely will. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Joey Pals. Here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Okay. The city of Palm Springs says amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings such as stores and restaurants, regardless of your vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours may be required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant, and businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. 3221247. Our astrologer, Dana Haynes, her website is astrology with the word astrology with Dana, D-A-N-A, astrologywithdana.com. Any Capricorns in the room? Okay, Capricorns, weather and delays at work, but nothing stops Capricorns from completing every task they have to get done this month. Despite frustrations with someone's health concern, people you represent taking too long to respond to you, everything works out. Aquarius begins on January 21st. Happy birthday, Aquarians. You still have changes coming up this year that require intuitive awareness on your part. Desert Water Agency is at DWA.org. If you need help paying your water bill, go to DWA.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to DWA.org/save. And learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinklers. Register for DWA's regular webinars. That's at dwa.org/60, the numbers. Just Fabulous. They have a wonderful website. It's called Be Just Fabulous, just the letter. The letter B, justfabulous.com. He's going to Las Vegas to the gift show. He says it's to shop for us, Stephen Munkarsh. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more wonderful things coming in. We have to start thinking Valentine's and Mother's Day and graduation and birthdays. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's the website. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what every month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit the website Lalo, L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com for more information. Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com. Remember to check out the Tram Cam for those beautiful valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is now open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, psculturalcenter.org. They have jazz on the second floor. It's back, heating up the upstairs. It's an open-air patio on Tuesday evenings featuring Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Jazz on the second floor has their first special event. Join music legend jazz guitarist Doug McDonald for an evening performance in January. Interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge? Reach out and contact, here's an email, Tim at psculturalcenter.org. Okay, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. For more, stay tuned to us and keep your day timer handy. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Friday, Ascend Insurance, The Cannabis Corner, and Brady Sandahl Real Estate. Until then, you be well and all the best.